Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
What's up, Ted?
Mr. Mix.
Mr. Champion. Le Champion.
Man, right?
Champion.
Yeah, man. What an awesome weekend with that MLS Cup.
Yep.
Then the Seahawks having a crazy game on Monday.
I mean, what do you say? That's like I've had my friends from New York that know I'm a Seahawks fan, obviously. Yeah. A bunch of my old fraternity brothers and other people messaging me and posting my Facebook. That was like the greatest football game I've ever watched. And they're like Giants and Jets and Buffalo Bills fans.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the oddest games I've ever seen in my life, right? Because it's like, well, you could blame it on a kicker. Like, well, you could have, not blaming, but I'm sure KJ Wright had hoped he picked that ball off.
So many of those. Like, there was a couple interceptions that should have happened, but that KJ one broke my heart.
Oh, that one was tough. And then Russell Wilson, he never throws picks, not in the red zone. And it was the right route.
Yep.
Like, he had him. He just floated it.
Didn't the announcer even say, he's like, that's his second interception this year. The first time he's ever thrown an interception in the red zone.
Yeah.
Outside of the Super Bowl, of course.
Oh, Jesus.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, it's so rare. I was like, man, this guy is usually, he doesn't F around when it comes to throwing bad throws.
No. And then yesterday, I went down to the parade a little bit for the MLS champs.
Okay.
And Russell and Sierra were there.
I heard.
Yeah.
I mean, that's some star power, especially when, 90% of the team didn't even show up for the parade.
Really?
Well, I heard, a lot of the players for the Sounders couldn't make it because they got the call to go back to their country.
Oh,
to their
for the national team.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't notice because where we were, I saw, Ladero and, Fry, the guys I wanted to
the
see.
The guys that mattered for you. Yeah.
That's
it was,
funny.
Jordan Morris, I bet, was there. Or no?
Was JMO there? I missed the rally.
Okay.
So we just went down to Westlake and saw where they started it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't take the day off, so I had to come back to work.
Just pop in, pop out.
Yeah. But it was pretty cool, man. We saw the trophies. We saw Will Bruin almost, he almost dropped it.
And somebody dropped an F-bomb. I think they were talking, it was a coverage. I wish I would have grabbed it. I didn't have time. But someone was being talking about Sierra and Russell Wilson being there, and some fan is like, yeah, Sierra's effing hot.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, that's awesome.
Well, that's the other thing that blew me away was
don't disagree.
Oh, no. You know, when they won in 16, I went to the parade and stuff. Number one, the buses were wrapped this time. Looked so much more professional.
That looked good.
Right? It looked awesome. And then number two, shout out to all the local stations. I was impressed how much coverage there was. I get Q13 is there the home channel for the Sounders, but I was like, man, they're all covering it, which was just mind-blowing, because last time, it didn't seem like people cared as much.
No, and then I saw some people bitching on social media. I'm like, man, just enjoy being around your fellow Sounders fans.
What, so there's new fans?
Well, the things I heard most were, oh, no, the players are here. That's lame. I'm like, well, dude, it's not like as if they just said, screw it, we don't feel like going because we don't care. They said, screw it, we can't go because we're going to go play for our national
team. Right, international duties coming up.
And then some people are like, too many barricades and police officers. I'm like, okay, what do we want, just pure chaos?
Well, and listen, the first year, right? It wasn't as big of a deal. So it was a little smaller and a little different, right? First of all, there wasn't as many people. It looked awesome there was that many people.
Yeah.
But the first year, you just kind of followed it and the ECS led it and stuff. But the club has grown.
Right.
That's
and also,
a good thing.
Oh, God forbid my favorite indie band gets signed to a major label and starts selling out arenas.
Yeah, right?
It's so stupid.
People. I will say, I goofed on a couple.
Come on, people.
I goofed on a couple people I personally knew just because they used to S on the Sounders all the time, and now they're diehards.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
So I was just oh, okay, now you're a fan. So, I mean, I made fun of a couple people, but I always say, when you're winning, bring the bandwagon. Jump on it. There's plenty of room on this
one. It's like the Seahawk fans. They're like, there's a difference between Seahawk fans and 12s. 12 Seahawk fans prior to 2013, that's a Seahawk fan. After 2013, that's 12. I'm like, shut the F up. Just be happy. I remember when I first moved out here and games weren't on TV because it was blacked out all the time because they couldn't fill the damn kingdom. And people were bitching, we need more fans. We need more fan support. Now we have more fans. There's too many fans. I can't get season tickets.
Yeah, I'm one of those people with the Seahawks, right? Mm-hmm. I was a Skins fan when I first moved here, right? I went to a playoff game with Hasselbeck playing in my Redskins stuff. Yeah. But over the years, you live here long enough, you date people that live here, like you become part of the community. Like
you meet players. Yeah.
Right? You become buddies with Luke Wilson, right? Like, yeah, I'm a Seahawks fan. Plus, my favorite line still is like, are you a Seahawks fan? And then one of my buddies, I forget who it was just like, you went to London to see him play. Like, I think you're a fan.
Oh, absolutely. Right. And I was like, I remember one time I put up like a Christmas tree and it was like, I had an old school Seahawks ornament, like one of the ones from like before they changed the uniforms, not the old school color scheme, but like the crappy jersey color scheme, you know, the jerseys before the new ones. And I always thought they were kind of whatever, lame and bland.
Yeah.
And someone says, props to you for that. That shows you're a real fan. I'm like, it's just a stupid Christmas ornament. Like, thanks. I know I'm a real fan. I root for the freaking team every weekend. I've spent thousands of dollars on this team from prior having season tickets to all the merchandise that I buy, the number of Seahawks shirts and hoodies and hats that I own. I could take care of the entire office with clothes. You know what I mean? It's just so silly when we need to prove that we're a bigger fan. Just be happy you have fellow fans to talk about the thing that you love.
Yeah, I mean, look. On Saturday, right, I was the biggest LSU fan you've ever met.
Tiger bait.
Do you know about Neck?
No, all I know about LSU is from the stories that you told me.
So there's this song the band will play, right? But they're not supposed to. And I forget it's an old school, like, funk song or something.
Okay.
The song has been banned.
Why?
Band leader will never strike it up. But when they play it, it's like people cheering, like, oh. But then it ends with, suck that Tiger's... Bitch.
No.
So they're not supposed to play it, but every once in a while, somebody in the band will just fire it up. And they go, you're going to have to bleep it.
I will.
You ready?
It's worth bleeping. Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
So,
what the hell?
Right, I forget what the actual...
All right, like, they're my third favorite college football team now.
Right, so they're not supposed to play it, but somebody in the band will just start doing it, and the whole place will go crazy. They asked Coach O about it, and he's like, well, I can't really... that's how he talks. He's like, I can't really say it's okay, but it really gets people fired up.
Yeah, someone says, this is why we lose games now, because we can't play this song anymore.
Because we can't play Neck.
Oh my gosh.
So... Saturday, I am screaming this at people.
Doing what to Tigers?
I mean, it was awesome.
Were people screaming it back?
Well,
or no. Did you get asked to leave a bar?
No. We were at my house. I had a couple buddies over. Cobb just became the Alabama fan for the day.
Just to kind of be a troll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, right. It just was, he was like, yeah, Roll Tide. I was like, good, because I'm a huge LSU fan. But I keep playing that song. And then.
I respect that, though. That's how I became a New Jersey Devils fan back when I was younger, because all of my friends, when we would play, like, you know, street hockey, we're either Islanders fans or Rangers fans. Like, well,
yeah,
Steve, what's going to be your team? This is like mid-80s. They just started, maybe like 86, I think.
It is funny. People were Islanders fans.
Oh, Islanders in the 80s were a dynasty. They won four cups in the 80s.
Did they really?
Four cups. Yeah, they were good.
Who's
four in
on
a
those
row.
Teams?
Brian Trottier, Billy Smith in the pipes, who was a maniac. If you got in front of him in his crease, he would hack your ankles with his stick. Like, he would fight people. He was still to this day, still one of my favorite goalies, because the guy was a mental case. Him and Ron Hextall from the Flyers, both of them nuts. But Mike Bossy was their big goal scorer.
All right.
Dennis Potvin was their big defenseman.
It's just funny, like, I don't think about the Islanders, like, especially having fans.
Yeah, dude. It's funny though, we think about things that you get chanted in the crowds, because, you know, I would go to a lot of Rangers games. So I picked the Devils to troll my friends.
All right.
And that was the big joke, because the Devils sucked. But the Islanders and the Rangers fans, of course, hate each other. Dennis Potvin was hated by the Rangers fans, because he injured one of the Rangers players many years ago.
All right.
So the fans created a chant for him, and I got to find, if I can find it. It starts with a whistle. I type in Potvin and it says Potvin whistle on YouTube. So let's see if this works. Let's see. Someone starts it, and then the whole crowd will chant.
What do they yell?
Potvin sucks.
Jesus.
He was
whistles that good.
Dude, every game we would go to, not against the Islanders. It didn't matter who they were playing. They could be playing the Edmonton Oilers. They could be playing whoever. Somebody starts whistling that. He's been retired for like 6 years. The whole place. I think I would not be I would be shocked if it was still not going on to this day that somebody would do that and they would still chant "Pot Vin sucks." Other chant they would do is "Beat your wife, Pot Vin, beat your wife." Because I guess he got busted.
Domestic violence.
Yeah, I would imagine so. But they were awful. Rangers fans were terrible. Whenever they would play the Philadelphia Flyers, Ron Hextall was the big goalie back when I was going, right?
All right.
Before Hextall, they had a goalie, Pelle Lindbergh, who unfortunately died in a car accident.
Oh.
He was like speeding. Hextall's having a good game. Buy a Porsche, Hextall. Buy a Porsche. No joke.
That's brutal on both accounts.
Savage.
Dude, the worst one I ever did was we went to a Orioles versus Rangers or Yankees.
Okay.
American League Championship season game. And Daryl Strawberry was playing for the Yankees at the time. Right, Daryl Strawberry?
He played for both the Mets and the Yankees.
Right, but Daryl Strawberry was the outfielder. Doc Gooden was the pitcher.
Yes.
So Daryl Strawberry's in left field close to us. Boy. And we just kept chanting, do a line, Daryl, do a line. Do a line, Daryl, do a line.
<It's> amazing. That's so great. Hey, before we forget, let's get our push-ups out of the way.
Yeah, yeah,
get swole. Get ready. You know, it's all about getting jacked and tan.
It is.
That's the goal this year.
We went shirtless summer. Next summer, hairless tan summer.
Yes. The summer of being jacked and tan. That's
jacked
our goal.
Jacked and tan.
For everybody. So that means you have to do push-ups. You get your heart racing, your blood pumping, and your brain
functioning.
I completely spaced on getting a new song. So you know what I did, Ted? Since I have a big match at 3-2-1 battle this Friday. We'll fix it in post, not really.
Yeah.
I'm Steve Miggs, and you stink.
Figure I go with my theme song.
Forget how aggressive it starts.
It's so aggressive. It's such a dick thing to do. All right, let's get 10 Mega Family.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Say it every time. Much easier when you don't lift in the morning.
I did a chest superset today. Did
you?
No big deal.
Oh, by the way, last week we talked about supersets, and I was like, yeah, dude, we never do those in my gym.
Uh-huh.
The next day, Osiris was like, so we'll start doing supersets?
Supersets are no freaking joke.
No.
I didn't even know what that meant until my trainer guy that I'm working with told me what to do.
Yeah.
And it's just like nonstop lifting.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, you get like that 60-second break. Are you ready?
So when do you take your break in that superset? Do you do two sets and then a break?
I do two, a break, like run through those two, break, run through those two, and then I'll start up a new circuit.
Yeah. So we do like a full set of six. Or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at first, when I first tried it, I was like, I didn't take any breaks.
Really?
I thought I was gonna die.
Yeah. You gotta get those six. You gotta get your breath in, Steve.
Yeah. I hit on my buddy Damon because I'm doing the Damon diet, and I was like, yo. He's like, yeah, they suck at first. And then I told him why. He goes, well, that's also why they suck at first.
Sports theme, by the way, today for the TED Talk.
TED Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
I'm stealing this one from our good friend Walter Jones.
Would you like some music?
Sure. So Walter Jones, we all know, Hall of Famer, Pro Football Hall of Famer, famous Seahawk.
Ring of Honor. One of the coolest dudes ever.
Right. Awesome dude. We both interviewed him.
I love that guy.
So Walter's...
Like, he knows us by name.
Yeah.
I can consider him an acquaintance, almost a friend.
Yeah. He's so nice. He takes pictures at Sounders games. He always takes a picture of me.
Yep. He's so rad. I love that dude. And shout out to Jose, who's the guy that introduced all of us to Walter Jones.
So Walter's big thing is a 96 check.
Yes.
Right? The initiative, because Cortez Kennedy was his buddy, wore 96. And he always talks about how Cortez would just call him random times and this and that and check in with him. So, when Walter told me that, I really liked it. But I think just a good reminder for everybody, like, check in on your friends. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Even sometimes, I mean, hell, Steve and I will do it. Like, you might just have a 10, 15-minute conversation, but sometimes it just feels nice to voice something to somebody else.
Just to get it out loud.
Right, because you sit inside your head, man. I don't care who you are. That could be the worst place inside your own head.
I try sometimes, if I see, like, someone who I might know, Twitter friends, you know, not really friends, but friends on Twitter, and I'll see them post something, and I'm like, man, they sound like they're having a tough time. I'll DM them. I'll slide into their DMs. I'm like, you good? And more often than not, they're like, holy crap, I was not expecting a message from you, but thanks, I am good. Because I was like, I care. And then one time, though, sent a message. Someone wrote something. It sounded really like the world was ending on them, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, man, you good? I know we don't know each other all that well, and we just know each other on Twitter, but I saw what you wrote, and just want to make sure you're okay. And he writes back, yeah, man, I'm good. Why would you ask? I'm like, I give up. No reason.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure you're good. I just send this out to random people all the time.
What's funny, too? Yeah, so I would say, just check in on your buddies or whatever. Walter's so funny, too, man, because, like, right, we had him on. I consider him, like, somebody I know or whatever. And then I saw him the other day giving, like, a half-hour interview when it was I was laying in bed. I was like, I got to watch this. Yeah. And I forget. Like, oh, yeah, that's a massive sports star from Alabama that played at Florida State.
Truly considered the greatest offensive lineman of all time.
Yeah.
And have you ever seen the one where he did, because he would do videos of him 96 checking on some of his old teammates.
All right.
And there's one where he called one of his former players. I think it might have been Deion Branch, but it was like the wrong number. Oh. It was awesome. And he still talked to the guy. He's like, well, are you good? And the guy's like, yeah, I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking.
Thanks, Walt.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a break.
All right.
I need your advice. I want to know if I should be mad.
All right.
Usually we take it from the listeners and we wonder if with a segment of, you know, should I be mad? Something happened over the weekend where I almost walked out on my wife's baby shower at church because I didn't know if I should be mad.
I don't think you should have been there.
Well, yeah, that's a whole other story in itself. I didn't go to her real baby shower. It was like a add-on to at the end of church,
the
church family.
Tell you right now, you're going to be mad. I'm mad.
All right. When the Megacast returns.
And Steve broke the seal and have to drain their lizards. The Megacast will be back.
The future of streaming is here, and we've never had so many great services to choose from. Now you can watch Disney Plus and Apple TV Plus. And now introducing Amazon Prime Plus Plus. That's Amazon Prime Plus Hulu, but not Hulu Plus. Got it? Good. And if streaming's a must, forget the fuss and sign up for HBO Now. The H stands for Plus. Try the bundle. Disapplex Prime Plus for just 4,000 euros a month, plus tax, plus shipping. Plus, now call for a free month. Dial plus 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 plus.
Eddie Van Glam, the heart and soul of 3-2-1 Battle. Steve Miz, the self-proclaimed biggest star to ever set foot in the Battle Palace. Eddie Van Glam, known for butt stuff. Steve Miz, known for nut stuff. Van Glam, Miz, this Friday at 3-2-1 Battle.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the return of mediocre comedy and somewhat okay conversations? The Megacast is back.
Hey, shout out to Jimmy Fallon for that fake commercial that was about Disney Plus. The world's going crazy about Disney Plus, so I figured we should play that as our commercial.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I already saw there's a fake Disney Plus on Twitter that looks pretty official. I mean, it says it's a parody.
Uh-huh.
But I just saw they replied to one person, like, unfortunately, now us won't be viewable to our male audience.
I was like, that is awesome. That's like right up there with like that really popular fake Trump account. Where you and there are times where you're like, wait, is that the real Trump or the fake Trump? I'm not sure which one said it.
It is hard to keep track.
Sometimes it is. Yeah, the Disney Plus thing's nuts. I was joking on the air. I was like, I need to create my own streaming service and be like called like Steve Minus, where all I have is like five or six shows, and that's all you get. You don't get anything else. I don't have all these options. And it's not a plus.
I saw today Netflix was like went out and bought Nickelodeon.
Jeez, man.
Yeah.
It's funny. I also like how people are complaining on social media. There's one woman who's getting crucified on Twitter because she listed how much it costs for all these streaming services. And she goes, I thought cutting the cord was supposed to be cheaper. what's going on? Everyone's just like, you don't need to watch all these streaming channels. And one of the guys I know, this guy, Jake Atlas, he's a wrestler. He's great. He just got signed by WWE, actually. All right. He'll be in Defy at the end of the month for one of his last indie shows. And he just like went on a tangent. He's like, I'm sick of people complaining. Stop watching so much television. You don't need to watch this much TV. You shouldn't have to drop $90 on all these streaming services if you do other stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I think there is a point to that, because that was the whole thing with people getting rid of cable with right. Netflix, right? But now it's like, sure, you can cut cable, but if you still watch, I mean, I guess you're both kind of right. If you watch that much TV, you're going to pay the same price.
Oh, absolutely.
And for me, like, the biggest thing is I can't live without live sports.
That would be the toughest thing. Yeah. I'm 100% with you. Like, especially like a Seahawks game, you know, an occasional hockey game I like to watch as well. And I mean, look, man, I think everyone knows by now I like wrestling.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I could wait like till it makes its way on whatever the
network. Well, and I get it. People go, well, there's live sports on this. You can use the Fire Stick. But yeah, it always kind of glitches and stuff. I'm just like, watching sports is one of my favorite things in the world.
And also there's a little bit of a lag. Because also sometimes watch the Seahawks games, if I'm like doing a bunch of stuff, I'll have it on my phone, and I'll watch it on my phone, like if I have to do some chores, whatever. Yeah. I don't know, whatever reason. Or like when I was at DOA Wrestling a couple Sundays ago, I'm watching the game on my phone in the locker room. But like it's like off by like maybe a minute. So if something cool happens, I hear other people reacting before it happens on mine. So I'm like, oh, this is great. I know something awesome's about to happen, but I don't know exactly what it is. So yeah, dude, I'm with you, man. I couldn't give up cable just because of that reason.
Yeah, man, sports are great.
Well, then other people are like, oh, get the Fire Stick, and then also you can like get the jailbreak it, and then get the Kodi app, and then you can watch whatever you want, including like movies that are in theaters and all this, and it's all there at your disposal for free. And I'm like, well, that's amazing, but that sounds very illegal. And so I, of course, do an internet search and says, well, technically, it's not illegal until you start watching those shows. When you start watching those shows, then you have the risk of losing your IP or whatever whatever it may be.
I mean, well, also for me, like cable and then Netflix, that's enough.
Yeah.
Netflix has so many damn shows on it. Plus, I like a lot of the foreign shows.
Well, for me, it's like, honestly, I watch so much damn wrestling. So I just got like WWE Network. I got Independent Wrestling TV. It's like a $10 a month streaming service. And then a lot of stuff is on YouTube. So I'm watching stuff, and I'm not paying the subscription, just on free YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, I tell everybody, I watch live sports, adult cartoons, and then gangster shows. That's pretty much it. And lately, it's been only English gangster shows.
I know, whenever anyone's like, hey, you need to watch this, that, and the other thing, I'm like, well, are there men oiled up and tight while this is going on? And no, I'm not going to watch it. It's like the only time I don't watch wrestling is when I'm watching TV with my wife. And then when this future child comes, I'm sure I'm going to watch. That's why I'm kind of excited about Disney Plus, because I won't have to worry about like buying VHSs or DVDs.
Whoa. Okay, boomer.
Don't say that word to me. I'm offended. I'm offended by you saying that.
I know. Matt hit me with it last night.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to know if I should be mad about
something.
All right.
Hit me up.
So on Saturday, we are at church. Afterwards, everyone in the church wanted to throw a baby shower for my wife.
Okay.
You know, it's a very exciting time. There's a lot of babies coming into our church, and it's a cool moment, especially for me, because I remember when we were battling to have this child, and obviously things were very emotional. One of our friends, I play in a church band with this, Matt and Cassia, they announced they were having a kid, right? This is while we were battling what we were going through.
Right.
And it was like, I was happy for them, but it was like this weird feeling inside of me of anger and like jealousy. And I'm up there on stage when they made the announcement on the drums, and you know, because they play in the church band with us.
All right.
And I was like, man, I'm so happy for them, because I really do genuinely think the world of this couple. But on the flip side, I'm like, damn you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're having a kid and we can. And then I see my wife in the crowd, in the church, and I could tell she's struggling. And then I'm like crying while I'm trying to play. It's like, I'll never forget that moment. That was probably the hardest moment in public about this baby making drama that we were dealing with. It was hard. So there was something really special and like cool that here we are celebrating what is about to be a birth of our child. And there's like Cassia helping out with like, you know, taking notes of who gave what gifts to what. Like, there's this moment of like, oh man, like, and they're having a kid too. And so it's like,
all right,
you know what I mean? Like, you have this moment of like, oh, I could be happy and not have to have this like weird dark cloud over my head because we can't have a child. So that was cool. Like a little side note, that was like a cool moment. Prior to having this baby shower, we're having lunch. It's potluck, right?
All right.
Lady sits at the table, and she's done this to me before, and it always makes me awkward. I want to know how you handle these moments. Somebody always wants to say, I don't listen to your show. That's fine. I don't care.
All right.
That doesn't bother me.
Which is a dumb comment. You ever meet a doctor and go, oh, I don't go to doctors.
Right. Or, you know, like someone, oh, I make pizza for them. I hate pizza.
Yeah. Cool. Right.
Like, thanks. But whatever. That part I've gotten used to. Then she proceeds to tell me, well, I listen to these shows, which are competition.
Okay.
So a couple of different shows that are like pretty much direct competition.
All right.
And then proceeds to explain some of her favorite segments on that show to the guy. There's a guy at our church that's sitting next to me. Awesome dude. This guy, Donnie, loves our show, loves our station, gets a big kick out of the fact that he goes to the same church as me. And we're having a good conversation. But now she's telling him why there's this other show out there that has all these funny segments that he needs to listen to. And I'm just like sitting there and I'm stewing. And I could tell my wife's mom, my mother-in-law, at one point, while she starts this, goes,
how old is this lady?
Maybe 60.
Okay.
And my wife's mother-in-law, my mother-in-law looks over at the lady and goes, oh, that's his competition. Basically saying, pump the brakes.
Yeah.
It's kind of disrespectful, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm stewing and I'm starting to have a panic attack. Like, I'm starting to get angry. Like, because it's like, I get it. But I couldn't even like kind of like, and I'm starting to get mad at my wife, even though it's not her fault. But I could tell she knows I'm like, because I look at her, I go, when is she going to shut the F up? And my wife's like, calm down, calm down. And now I'm like getting so mad. Like we've got like these, like those hard plastic water cups of water and I'm squeezing it so
like
hard.
The clear ones?
Yeah. And it cracks.
Oh.
But, you know, because I'm strong.
Yeah.
It's Jack and Tan time. It's, you know, luckily.
It's the first time you've said that to me. It's like, we just started that, but that sounded weird coming out of your mouth. It's Jack and Tan time.
It's Jack and Tan time. But, like, I wasn't like, I was just like trying to contain myself. Like, I'm like in my head. And the sermon that day from our pastor was about like people get offended because he thinks some people are just addicted to being offended. And a lot of people like to be offended because it gives them an opportunity to lash out and feel good about showing somebody attitude. So it's like in my head, I'm like, I'm about to do that. Like, I'm about to lash out on this woman because I know some stuff about her that would probably cut to the core and I want to say it. But I'm like, no, don't say anything. It's not cool. You don't need to go for the jugular. You know, like, but in my head, I'm like getting so angry and I'm getting so angry. So finally I looked at my wife and I go, I need to step out of this situation. And she's like, okay. And so I just walk off.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was just about to say. I think you just got to leave.
And I did. And I was like, if we were not having that baby shower, I would have left and said, we're leaving together. Get in the car. I'm done. But I, of course, had to be like, crap, I got to turn it around because at some point in the next 20 minutes, the two of us are going to be sitting in front of everybody in a chair, all eyes on us. I got to lose this anger. So I just went in the other room and pulled up on my iPhone. And luckily, of all things, somebody shared this awesome motivational speech by Matthew McConaughey. And it was like 10 minutes long. I watched that and I felt great.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, it's offensive, and I don't understand why people need to say, hey, I don't listen to your show, but you might have been a little more pissed.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think getting up and walking away, but I'm just picturing you now after a hard week and stuff, just, like, stewing on it. Like, she's just an older lady.
She means no harm.
Right? Like, that's the other problem, too, I have to remind myself, is sometimes people are just trying to, like, that's all they...
You work at radio. Here's my connection to radio.
Right.
You're right.
They don't think about the fact that it's...
But how do you
handle that? That's life or death for us.
Because I don't know how to handle that. Because it is. It's the way I pay my bills. It's the way that I'm going to provide for my child. And, like, I don't like hearing somebody basically trying... In my head, I'm like... It'd almost be like, hey, I know that your ex hurt you, but I'm going to talk to this person about how awesome your ex was and all the fun stories about your ex.
I usually just leave it or I will just kind of shut it down. Like, yeah, that's what they do. But that's the other station. Like, I don't know. Because sometimes people will try to ask you something, too. Like, I have no idea. That is our direct, you know, just something like that. Like our direct competition.
But she was like, just wanted to tell the person in detail how awesome they were.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes exactly what you did. I'll just kind of nod and leave.
Yeah. I just didn't know what else to do.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want my wife to be mad at me. It's her baby shower day. But I'm like pissed off. I'm like, I just want to like leave.
Yeah, there's only one person in town when people ask me about them that I get kind of annoyed with.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just like, yeah, they're.
They're there.
Yeah.
It's me, isn't it?
No.
Sorry, Ted.
I wouldn't care either. But this one group, a couple people will like take shots. And it's like, there's no reason to take shots. Right. Like I'm fine with healthy competition and stuff. Like, what are you pissed off at us for?
Right. I know. It's just I just wanted to run it by you because, I mean, obviously you probably have experienced that as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should be angry.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's fine to be angry. I think you might have been teetering a little too angry. I just pictured you there, right? Just like, and that's so awkward.
I didn't mean to.
No, of course not.
I was just holding it really tight, and it, yeah. At no point I was trying to like, dude, it's a plastic cup. Anyone can break one of those. It's not like I'm trying to show that I am Hulk Smash. No, but
that, you see that scene in movies. That's how you know somebody's really upset. Like they break something. They don't mean to.
Right. I'm just holding it, and I'm like holding on for like dear life, not to say anything that I'm going to regret. And I'm like holding it and holding it, and then it just, and I'm like, oh. And my wife looked at me like, what's going on? I go, I need to step outside.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay.
But also, like, yeah, it's tough, man. I will say this. I still don't, I don't know. I guess it's just what they say. Like, I don't know. It's just, we have one of those weird things in our job. Oh, I don't listen to your show. Okay, I didn't ask you.
Right.
Somebody just told you what I do.
And more often than not, I have fun with them. Like, you know, honestly, if I didn't have to get up as early as I do, I wouldn't listen to our show.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Like usually my stock answer.
Yeah, well, I'm sure people do it to athletes too. Like, oh, hey, this is Luke. Like, he plays for the Seahawks. So I don't watch football.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
Right? Like, you know, I'm just trying to give you a basis of how we know him.
The one that I always, it's so cringy. And I know somebody means no harm, but I went somewhere, I think it was like an auto repair thing, right? Dropping off the car.
All right.
And the guy there, super awesome dude. He's always so excited to see me. One of his coworkers is like, hey, Shelly, do you know who this guy is? And Shelly's just like, I have no idea. I'm just.
Oh, I get that one all the time. And it's so awkward.
And then I'm looking at him like, you don't need to know who I am. Don't feel bad. And then he'll be like, it's Steve Miggs. He's on the radio, 99.9. Like, you should listen, 6 to 10. She's like, okay, I'll give it a whirl next time. And I'm like, you don't have to listen. Like, don't feel
obligated. Deal with it. I can deal with it like that. But I have definitely had people, I've had coworkers from different ends of the hall and then that I tried to be friends with and couldn't. Because we'd get drunk and they'd start being like, do you know who this is? I was like, stop.
Don't do that to me.
Right, don't do that, man. Like, we're hanging out.
Right. Okay, well, that was my thing. Big plan. Oh, you're going to party this weekend.
Got a party this weekend, and then Sunday Pub League is fun week.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
You know, Steve, might get a little loose, have a little fun. And okay. Then last time we have a little potluck, so I'm going to steam some shrimp. And then as Uli's Sausage is the sponsor of Ball and Bougie, I believe we're going to have some Uli's Sausage afterwards.
That is rad.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, 3-2-1 battle Friday night. I'm going to be wrestling over there. You probably heard the commercial as well at the Battle Palace of All Fitness. It's going to be a really fun show. Lots of cool wrestlers are going to be a part of that. Saturday, I think I'm just going to be taking it easy.
Nice.
Resting my body after I beat it up on Friday night.
You should watch Georgia-Auburn.
Okay.
That's the big game of the weekend.
Any chance that I need to know about with Tigers and Fellatio?
No, I don't know about all that.
Bummer.
Right? LSU, I knew that one before.
And Sunday's going to be weird, man. No Hawks game.
Oh, yeah, it's a bye week.
Great time for them.
Hey, gentlemen, listen to this. If there's shopping, if there's something that she wants to do in the next few weeks, do it this Sunday.
This Sunday.
Right? It's a bye week. You don't have to be in front of the TV.
Doesn't need to know it's a bye week.
Yeah, go Christmas shopping, whatever. You just tell her, honey, you tell her tonight. Say, honey, you know what? This Sunday, your Sunday.
It's us. Don't worry. I'm not going to watch the Hawks.
Yeah.
It's us. She doesn't need to know the Hawks aren't playing.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus here. But you know what? I'm not going to say
anything. Throw them under the bus.
Well.
I already threw a lady from my church under the bus.
Well,
she's not very Christian of me.
Well, I just feel bad as I think his fiance listens to the podcast.
Uh-oh.
But as I said, I noticed you got your engagement photos done on a Sunday when the Hawks played on a Monday.
Yeah.
Well done, sir. Well done.
That, unlike me, who originally had my maternity pictures planned the night of Thursday Night Football.
Hey. Shout out to the thunderstorm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
The prayers were answered. The rain came down, and we didn't do our maternity pictures until after that.
I mean, look, I swear to God, when I was a kid, the bye week of the Washington team, that was the only time we took a trip in the fall.
That was the only time it was family time.
Yeah. I remember we would go to Luray Caverns. But I'm dead serious, fellas. Right? Tell her, let's get an early start on that Christmas shopping. Too early to buy a tree. But I mean, just do whatever.
Still gotta plan that.
Yeah. I'm off on the trees.
What happened?
Well, I didn't get one last year, and for space, I've done the tinsel tree.
Oh, you know what? That's actually a pretty good... I'm going to have a baby showing up. I'm not going to be able to just disappear to go get drunk and buy a Christmas tree with my friend Ted. I forgot.
That's a great point. We're sitting here, BS, and I completely forgot about
it's
that.
It's like Ted, he's like, hey, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to hang with you on that Friday night. is there another night that I could steal you away where you can just get wasted with me and not go home? And I'm like, honestly, no.
Yeah, I was trying to invite you to the podcast get together in mid-December.
I was like, especially early December, could you imagine if I'm getting wasted with you, can't drive, can't do anything? The wife calls. She's like, my water broke. I'm like, I got to get an Uber. I'll meet you there.
That would be a nightmare.
Oh, that would be a tough story to tell.
Right. And then the next day, you got to trust me to drive your car down.
Oh, my gosh. Forget about it. All right. Let's get out of here. Follow us on Twitter at the Megacast. If you do what Ted said, make sure you thank the Ted Smith for your Christmas shopping experience on Sunday.
Yeah. Maybe put up the lights. I don't know. I'm just saying, fellas, you got a weekend. The Hawks aren't playing. Get it done.
And we'll be back. We back next week?
Yeah. I'm here.
Let me make sure. Hold on.
Right before live day.
Boom, 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 boom. I am stuck in a meeting.
Oh.
If the meeting ends early enough.
Okay. I'll be here.
It starts at 11, but it's just a meeting of one. So, you know what? Typically, those meetings go quicker.
A meeting of one. That sounds like something deep a guy would say, like on acid or something. Hey, man, I'm going to go to my tent and have a meeting of one.
Yeah, I guess it's actually a meeting of three people, but it's not a meeting of the whole show. So, a lot less jibber jabbers happening.
Awesome.
So, maybe we'll be back next week. If not, too bad.
Yeah. Yeah, we're back next week or it's going to be a couple weeks.
Or it's never.
Yeah, this is the last show.
This is a fun one while it lasted. Share it with your friends.
Yeah, we're on a bye week.